Hello, it's Laura Werbner. I'm joining you from our Marketing and Communications Department, and I'm here today to talk to you about our amazing community and how we can all look for ways to love where we live and celebrate life better here. So one of the things I get to do as my role, Public Relations Coordinator, is interview new providers as they go through medical staff orientation. It's really a great opportunity to learn about the colleagues we're going to be working with, and you know, some of them might even end up providing care for you or your family members or your friends. So one of the things I always ask is about hobbies or personal interests outside of work. Let me tell you, we work with some fascinating people. I've heard some really neat hobbies. One doctor, I remember, he raises pet chickens and turkeys. We have several beekeepers. We have accomplished artists, people who are incredibly talented at sports. Really, the list goes on and on. I will tell you, the most common thing I hear when I ask, oh, what kind of things do you like to do when you're not working, is enjoying all the outdoor activities our area has to offer. Yes, that's true. We have amazing outdoor activities here. My leader, Roberta Rogers, recently talked about some of her favorites in a previous podcast. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, I encourage you to go and check that out. You know, many people who love outdoor activities like hiking, biking, skiing, camping, they're attracted to coming to live in an area here like the Four Corners. Yeah, I get it. But I'll tell you, I don't hike, I don't bike, I don't ski, I don't camp, but I still love living here, almost 15 years after I moved to New Mexico from the East Coast. While I do appreciate the outdoor beauty, there are a ton of other things to do that don't require you to be excellent at extreme sports. We recently had the pleasure of bringing back our longtime employee publication, Vital Signs. Really, we want this publication to be a celebration of our caregivers and reflective of what you want to know. And because of that, we asked you, what do you want to know? We sent out a survey, and I really enjoyed reading people's feedback. One thing that I kept seeing over and over again was the ask for a calendar of events, things to look forward to doing in our community. You asked the right person. This is right up my alley. I actually made it my personal mission to be in the know about all the events and happenings going on in our community. And when I had my daughters, I said, one thing I'm going to do as a mom is find one thing fun to do every weekend and take them to do it. And it sounds like maybe a daunting task, but it has not been hard to do at all. We have a lot of wonderful things going on in this community. We recently had the Four Corners Balloon Rally, which was awesome. I had been thinking about going to Albuquerque to go to Balloon Fiesta, but I actually didn't even go because we had such a great time just seeing the balloons come right here, to San Juan College, to Ricketts Park, to the lake. The launch was amazing. The balloons were right there, just down the street from our house, overhead. And I thought, you know what? I don't need to go to Albuquerque and brave the traffic, brave the crowds at Balloon Fiesta when we have such amazing things like our balloon rally happening right here in our community. The upcoming holidays are one of the best times to find fun things to do in our community. Farmington's got a lot of incredible traditions, including the River Glow at the Animas River. This year, the event is December 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. in Berg Park. One of the first years I went to this, I remember it was so cold outside. I was with my mother-in-law, and she thought she had lost her digital camera bag somewhere along the path. So we all got out of the car, doubled back, retraced our steps, looked for her camera bag, only to realize later she had actually left it at home. Even so, it was a really great memory to go out and enjoy the luminarias, the kids caroling, the live nativity scene, have some hot cocoa, and just enjoy the beauty of where we live and the nice community feel we have. Speaking of luminarias, the San Juan College luminaria display is truly breathtaking, one of the biggest displays I've ever seen. You can go even fill sandbags and volunteer to help with that prior to the event. And then, of course, if you're going to the event, it is just magnificent, but be prepared to wait in long lines of traffic if you're driving the route. You can also walk, which might actually be quicker in the long run. This year's event is December 3rd from 5 to 10 p.m. at San Juan College. The Festival of Trees is back at the Civic Center this year, where you can go and see all the beautifully decorated trees in one warm place and buy raffle tickets in hopes of winning one. I am hoping this year will finally be my year. The event takes place November 29th through December 3rd at Farmington Civic Center. Aztec has a great Christmas parade to check out, Aztec Sparkles. You can start your day there with a Santa Dash at 10 a.m. and top it off in the evening with lots of lights, plenty of sparkle. The parade takes place on Main Street December 10th at 6 p.m. There are also a ton of places to check out upcoming events and listings. So where do I find all the events I go to? A couple different ways I'm going to share with you today. One great thing is to buy an actual newspaper. The Daily Times has a pretty comprehensive list of upcoming events. On Thursdays, they post events for the weekend. So maybe buy a paper and check that out. The City of Farmington's website and social media pages are another great place I like to go to. The Farmington Rec Center and the Sycamore Park Community Center have great events that are free or very low cost. We recently attended the Mom Prom and the Harvest Party and had a great time. I also like to make a point to see as many of the local theater shows at the Civic Center as possible. We had Annie over this summer, The Music Man, they were both incredible. And the prices of these shows, when compared to what you'd pay in a larger city, are pretty reasonable. And did you also know that the hospital employees get a discount on tickets? You just need to use the code C-NEWYEAR22. If you need that code, drop me an email. I'm happy to email it out to you. The Farmington Public Library is one of my best-kept secrets for fun, free programming. They do awesome craft nights once a month in person. They also offer a night at the library once a week for kids. They have their summer reading challenge where you have a chance to win prizes just for reading. And everybody gets a free t-shirt. So check out the Farmington Public Library, or if you live in Aztec or Bloomfield, check out their libraries as well. The Farmington Museum is constantly bringing in new exhibits. Right now, they have the Wild Crafts exhibit. That's through January 7th. Tickets are $10 per person, and kids under 2 are free. San Juan College, another great place to go to find a lot of wonderful community events. Their website has a really great up-to-date calendar that will tell you what's going on. Recently, I've been going to Astro Fridays once a month. It's a free planetarium show, and after the second showing, there's a chance to go do some stargazing with the college's high-power telescope as long as the weather's good enough to see out there. We recently did that and saw Jupiter and Saturn, and it was a pretty neat thing. So as you start branching out and thinking about these different things and areas and avenues for events, really the possibilities just multiply. I recently went to the Aztec Pioneer Village for the first time, and I really couldn't even believe I'd never been there before. I am a huge sucker for a one-room schoolhouse or a well-stocked general store, and they have all that and more there. There's also the Aztec Ruins National Monument, and in Bloomfield, the Salmon Ruins. I could really go on and on. There is a ton in this area. I really just encourage you to go out there and explore. Check out the opportunities our area has to offer and create the life you want for yourself and your family. I hope our podcast gave you some great new ideas of places that you can check out or resources to help you find upcoming events. If you need suggestions or ideas, I would love for you to reach out to me. You can email me, lwerbner@sjrmc.net. I hope that I will see some of you around town enjoying all that our wonderful community has to offer.